Residents and farmers in Hawaii Island's North Kona region have been under water use restrictions for months. That community gets its water from a deep aquifer more than 1,500 feet below ground. There's plenty of water in that underground reserve, but the specialized wells and pumps used to access it have been failing since mid-2016. Last month, two more wells went offline, including one that had previously been repaired. Adding to the frustration, it took the Hawaii County Department of Water Supply more than 3 weeks to notify residents of the latest well failure. The department still does not know why the vital wells continue to fail. Our producer Ryan Finnerty spoke with HPR contributing reporter and North Kona resident Sherry Bracken to find out what's going on.
You mentioned mid-2016, and that's a very interesting thing because that is when wells started failing. But the Hawaii County Department of Water Supply did not go forward to the public until January of 2017 because by January of 2017, they had three wells in the North Kona district down. And I just want to make it clear, in the North Kona area for Department of Water Supply, and this is between Toshima's Restaurant and Makalei Fire Station and Kona Airport, sort of that general area, there is a total of 13 wells, and seven of them are what's called the high-level wells. They're higher up the mountain, they're far deeper, they go down, and the quality of water is really excellent. And all the wells we're talking about failing are all within the high-level area. So in January, when the Department of Water Supply notified the public that we had to be on water conservation if we lived in that area, they had three wells down, but the situation got much worse at one point because they had five out of those seven wells down. And at that point, they put people onto what was called restriction. So anybody who lived in that area was not allowed to irrigate, and they were told to use water only for health and safety reasons, you know, like cooking or bathing, going to the bathroom, things like that. But there was a strong push for significant conservation.
And where are we currently in terms of number of wells active?
Well, currently, as of this moment, to my knowledge, there are four wells down out of the seven high-level wells. So we're still okay, according to Hawaii County Department of Water Supply, because they say they have become quite adept over the past year at balancing water needs and moving water between the various water sources. But the situation is still not good because we do have four wells down.
Is that sentiment that all is well echoed within the community, or do they feel differently, residents of North Kona?
Well, based on the feedback I've been getting, people are quite concerned about the situation. And the concern is not that we are out of water. As you may know, there's 150 million gallons of water in what's called the Keaho Aquifer, which is below North Kona. There's lots and lots of water. The problem is getting the water out of the ground. So it's not a water shortage. The problem is that the Hawaii County Department of Water Supply does not, according to Keith Okamoto, the chair, as of when I spoke with him just a few days ago, they do not know the cause of any of these well failures. And that's the concern. You have to be able to find the cause to be able to adequately fix things and keep them from happening again.
We spoke to the department's deputy chief engineer, Kavika Uehara, a few months ago on this program, and he expressed hope that they would be able to resolve these ongoing well failures before too long. That clearly has not been the case.
That clearly has not been the case, and Keith, in our most recent conversation, said he and the department are committed to finding and fixing the problems, but obviously that has not happened. The most recent, or maybe the second most recent, well failure occurred in the Hualalai well. On October 3rd, the department issued a press release saying the Palani well and the Hualalai well, which had both been down, had been fixed. But within just a few days, the Hualalai well went down again. And Keith told me that was a particularly disappointing failure because they had brought in somebody from the mainland who they considered an expert to review everything before they got the Hualalai well running again. So when the Hualalai well failed again in around October 5th or 6th, after being theoretically fixed, they were really very disappointed because they'd sort of gone the extra mile to try to have an outside expert look at the situation and make sure that the well really was fixed and would work. So at this point, the Hualalai well is down still, along with three others.
So you mentioned this is not an issue of lack of water. There's plenty of reserves within the aquifer, so that, it stands to reason, leaves only a technical issue with the pumping equipment. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, it is, and Keith has said that. They've, in some cases, as in the Hualalai well most recently, the problem, I believe he said, is a motor problem. They're sending that back to the manufacturer. But it's pumps, it's motors, it's possibly the cables they use to connect, you know, because obviously these wells all take electricity to run. But they have not been able to pinpoint the problem. At this point, as of September 13th, the water board, which is a volunteer board made up of various people from around the island, they appointed a committee that includes four folks on the water board and several other people in the community to try to do an analysis of the problems and seek outside expertise. They need to seek, I think, a little more outside expertise. I would imagine if you were to poll people in the North Kona area, they would like the department to rapidly seek outside expertise because this cannot go on forever.
What's the sense in the community, Sherry, about the resources from the county government being put towards this problem? Do the people feel that enough effort and concern is being placed by the Department of Water Supply and the mayor's office to address these issues?
We have an interesting situation here. The Hawaii County Department of Water Supply is what's called a semi-autonomous agency, and it does not technically report to the mayor of the county, although I believe that most mayors of the county have considered that water is definitely one of their responsibilities. So Mayor Harry Kim does not technically, he says, have responsibility for the Department of Water Supply. So the question you asked was, are enough resources being put into it? Obviously, we still have the problems, and there's got to be a better fix. A question I asked the mayor some months ago, and I do plan to ask him again, is the possibility of calling in the Army Corps of Engineers. Those folks really helped the folks in New Orleans fix their pump problems after they had levee failures after Hurricane Katrina. And maybe that's the kind of expertise we need here at this time. If there's anybody left from the Army Corps of Engineers who isn't helping with restoration in Puerto Rico, Houston, and Florida. But clearly, I think folks would like to see something more done because it's been a year now and we're still having failures. And that's a big issue. Nobody's run out of water, according to Keith Okamoto, but people have cut back. And for people who have gardens and for farmers, it's really tough when you have to watch your garden die.
Technical issues aside with these specific deep wells, do residents in the North Kona area feel that if this problem were occurring in a different part of Hawaii Island, that there might be a different response?
Now, that also is an interesting question. I would say that some people would definitely say that, but one thing that we have to note is that North Kona, according to Keith, is the only place on the island that has wells that are this deep, and that is part of the issue. We're looking at wells that are 1,500 feet or more deep, and that's a pretty deep well. Every place else on the island, there's different water sources on Hawaii Island. There's some springs, there's other wells, but none of them are as deep as the wells we're looking at. So you can't really tell what might happen elsewhere because it has not happened elsewhere. And Keith noted that there's been no other place on this island where we've had the kind of well failures. Now, there was a state water meeting here in Kona last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it brought in people who are water folks from all over the state. And I happened to speak with a couple of guys from Maui who are contractors who run some of the wells for the Maui water system, and they were surprised at the depth of our wells because I was telling them about these issues. So I'm guessing part of our problem has to do with how deep the wells are and how big the capacity is. So that was a long way around saying do people think it would be different in another place on the island? A lot of people do think that. They think if it were happening in the backyard of the county seat in Hilo, there might be more aggressive action, but it's not clear to me that's the way it is.
So either way, residents of North Kona have to strap themselves in for a prolonged period of water restriction, it sounds like.
I think we do. The thing that has been good, though, normally North Kona is different from every place else in the state in that the North Kona rainy season comes in summer, and that's why Kona Coffee is Kona Coffee. But usually the rainy season starts around May, goes through June, July, August, and then it starts tapering. But this year, the rainy season in North Kona has continued, so there's been a lot more rain, making it easier for people to leave their irrigation off. And I think that has helped the situation because lawns are still staying sort of green. But I believe some of the farmers are suffering, and nobody wants to have to conserve water forever, meaning to the degree that we have been.
All right, Sherry Bracken, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Aloha.
Sherry Bracken is Hawaii Public Radio's contributing reporter on Hawaii Island and host of the podcast Island Issues. You can find a link to all her reporting, including coverage of the North Kona well failures, on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.